round of applause for the host of the 100th episode of the 4th and 10 podcast. Give it up to the guys running the show. Thanks, everybody.
Popping Andy Passick, thought I stocked it. All of a sudden, labels chalking, asking for another option.
Welcome to 4th and 10. Of course, on 4thdistrict.com, SoundCloud, iTunes, and live from Relapse Theater. Wow.
There we go.
There we go.
This guy right here. Who is that? Do you know him?
Never had booze before?
No, it was a podcast.
Who pays for a podcast and then goes to booze?
That's an expensive
booze. No. Boo-hoo to boo. Boo you.
I hope you use the Groupon to boo. That was at least a $2 boo. My name's Nathan Owens. You can find me on Twitter at @IAM_Owens. Guys, put your phones away. Not now. Come on. Snapchat, Instagram is just I'm Owens. I'm thrilled to be here. It's going to be awesome. Three comedians, 10 topics, the number one greatest podcast since Tom Brady sold the soul of his firstborn for the ability to cheat and get away with it.
Oh, that's on your chest.
Thank you guys for being here live. This is incredible. I really can't believe we're doing this, to be honest.
It's happening.
We made it 99 more times than I kind of thought we would. So let's introduce everybody. You guys know him. David Perdue is with me, of course.
What's up, good people? Appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
Thank y'all, man. Appreciate y'all coming out. I think we have a fun show lined up for you guys. 100th episode.
We'll see.
We're live. If you don't already follow me on Twitter, Instagram, follow me at Do or Die. That's at DUEORDIE. And we got a good one, man. We're going to have a lot of fun. I'm glad y'all here. Appreciate y'all coming out.
And of course, Damon Sumner.
What's up, good people? What's going on, guys?
Yeah.
Good. Appreciate you guys coming out, man. We're excited to have a good time. We have been talking in the back, and it's going to be good. Make some noise if you've ever heard or listened to the podcast before. Where are those people? Okay.
All right.
Cool. Anybody who don't know what they got themselves in for? Anybody in here?
Clap it up if you're...
That's it. Just one. Appreciate you being honest. Appreciate you being a long ride home.
It was a very polite hand wave, too. It's very polite.
Present.
That was very nice.
Give it up
that
for the producer, Dan Duncan in the building.
Yeah. Building.
Yeah. We good. It's going to be good. We got a fan review.
Oh, yeah. So my job was supposed to be read the fan reviews, but I ain't do that. So what I want to do is, if there's anybody who wants to do a live review because we're live, does anybody want to do a live review? You don't even have to have never heard of the podcast. This will be your first time. If you just like...
It'd almost be better if you've never heard.
The way they walk out like that.
Yeah, yeah. Like I like the shirts that they had on, like they iron their shirt. Whatever you want to say, it could be bad. You could be like, I don't like them. You raise your hand. Do you mind just yelling what you think about us as a crew right now? Just yell
right
it our
now.
Way.
First impression
of this podcast. Go.
There we go. Hey. That's what we're talking about.
And now, follow up question. If we were on iTunes, how many stars would you give us? All of them!
All of them.
So nice.
That's it. Don't mess that up, brother.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Before we get into it, we're going to actually do something kind of cool. If you have your phones, we don't mind you taking pictures. We actually encourage you to take pictures during the show, right? So, like, we want you to, if you could, take pictures during the show, post it at the end of the show, whoever has the most likes on their
hashtag
pictures.
#4th and 10
so we know who you are. We'll give you a free t-shirt.
Free
is that
tea.
Cool? This half is interested
They're
in t-shirts.
Excited about the team.
Everyone else is like,
they've got enough shirts.
They was like, I didn't come here for a shirt. I'm already here for a podcast. Relax.
Take
All
it
right,
down.
But if you want to do that, that's on you. But appreciate y'all coming through. Ready to do it?
We get into it?
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Let's do it. First topic, biggest story in the sports world right now, of course. The Rockets are up for sale, and Beyonce wants to buy them.
Yes.
So Beyonce likes it and is trying to put a ring on it, right? Man, that's great. This is so much worse live. It feels so much
it's
emptier.
It's only worse when you don't do good jokes.
Man.
He thought that was going to be good.
He did. He was like, I'm about to kill him with this Beyonce reference.
I thought it'd be like, oh, it's like the song.
Put a ring on it. Doesn't even make sense.
It's one of her songs.
Is it?
What?
It was on, yes. It's on the wedding song that you play when, you know, the bouquet part.
No.
What do y'all think of Beyonce wanting to buy the Rockets?
So I think it's good. She's from Houston, which is good about it. I'm intrigued on how much she wants to buy. That's like if she's got a partnership. I mean, she's got all the money. I'm intrigued because Brooklyn Nets, Jay-Z got some of that, right?
He so did. He sold it.
So he sold that, right? So yeah. He's like, no, thank you.
It was a very small percentage, too. People act like he owned the whole back. He even rapped about, like, I own the Nets. You didn't. You owned maybe, like, a leg of a good player. Like, you didn't own, you know what I mean? You didn't own the team. You owned a good seat.
I'm always intrigued on, like, what's the end goal? Like, I'm intrigued on, like, how much he wants to. How much he's willing to buy for? That's a good. I mean, how much do you have some ownership in? That would be one question.
Yeah.
And then I'm intrigued on like what's her end goal? Like, does she want to like only do her performances there? You know what I'm saying? Does she want to have?
That'd be silly.
Because Tidal went so well.
Oh, don't hate on Tidal.
Yeah, anybody got Tidal in here?
Who got Tidal? Oh, okay.
Just one guy.
Disposable cool. income. That's
right.
What
I hit both. Now we know who our people are listening to. So I'm actually against Beyonce buying the Rockets.
That was a very close statement. I didn't know how he was going to finish that
Oh,
statement.
No. I'm not against Beyonce. Let me make that like, very clear.
We'll put a comment
I am
in there.
Pro Beyonce. Probably the pro is Beyonce. No, I'm against Beyonce buying the Rockets because Beyonce doesn't buy things that lose. Like, she's not a loser. So I wouldn't feel good. I wouldn't feel good about her purchasing a team that wouldn't continuously lose. Like, that doesn't need to be attached to her name. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. Like, if she bought Popeyes, I'd be cool with that.
Y'all know why you had to go to Popeyes,
no,
man?
Because
why would you have to do?
Because Beyonce loves Popeyes. Did you know? Beyonce actually, I remember hearing this long ago. Did you know Beyonce has, like, a black card for Popeyes? Like, she can just go to any Popeyes and just be, like, slap a black card down that says Popeyes on it, and then they give her whatever she wants. So she just buy Popeyes. And then replace that lady that does the Popeyes commercials with her. And then, it's not like I'm going to buy more Popeyes than I already do because I already buy a lot of Popeyes. But, like, that's a solid move.
You buy a lot of Popeyes?
I buy enough.
That's disposable income, bro. That is ridiculous. Popeyes is like $12.50 for, like, two legs.
You feeding a family? Man, $12.50, you can get a nice box for $5.
No, Mission is not getting Popeyes. He's getting grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese? Nah, I'm very pro Beyonce buying Popeyes.
Ain't you excited about Beyonce getting the Rockets?
Sure. I probably should have thought of an angle. I mean, that's fine. Like, rich people buy things that I can't. That was, like, that's all I read. I was like, okay, great. Like, is she, like, a huge I mean, is she going to make, like, day-to-day
no,
deals?
No, she's not going to be a CFO, buddy.
I don't know. I think that would be more interesting if, like, all trades had to go through Beyonce.
There we go. That would be good. That would be.
Who's she trading first?
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of guys on the team that are irreplaceable.
Uh-huh.
Look at the comeback kid.
This guy.
4th and 10 live. That's this is it. Great. This is the best. This is the best.
Boy knows
of my life.
Three R&B songs. And he's mad at it. Oh my goodness. If you say Survivor tonight, we're gonna
lose my mind. He's thinking about right now. He's thinking about every R&B song. Every R&B song he's ever heard.
So Sasha Fierce,
he's thinking about
mad.
The Kidz Bop version. He's thinking about every possible way. Well,
that Christmas hit where they all did doo-wops.
Doesn't it feel like... Is that? No, I don't know.
I don't know. Is that a Payless commercial? What was
maybe.
Oh, my goodness. Let's keep it going. Was that the horn? We don't have any...
Normally we have a horn.
We still have horn. You still have a minute and a half.
Oh, do we? I didn't have anything else. Anything else about Beyonce?
She's awesome. I just want to. I feel like I start off wrong, and people might think that
you
I don't like Beyonce.
You said something like, "I'm not a fan of Beyonce." Have you said you pause?
Yeah,
like,
you can't even say it like that.
You can't.
Please don't attack me. If you're in the Beehive, just know I'm a Beyonce fan. I listen to Lemonade. I felt her pain. So don't. You know what I mean? Like, don't attack me. Don't tag me on Instagram or the Twitters or anything like that. I'm very pro Beyonce.
Did you say the Twitters?
The Twitters. Yeah, I said that.
Are you 70?
Sometimes. All right, we're going to keep it moving?
Yeah, we can just keep moving.
We can keep moving. Right.
We're live. We don't need the horn.
We don't need the horn. Because we're definitely going to have a lot of topics.
Yeah, we're going to have some topics to get into.
Let's keep it going in the NBA. NBA Live. Anybody still own video games in here? Anybody?
Yeah. Who can clap up your own video games? This side of the room is having a very adventurous life. That's like
a lot of money over here.
For video games on the left side.
So NBA Live is trying to come back strong, which is rival to 2K. Long story short, the main story, which is exciting for many people, is that the WNBA are going to have their teams now on NBA Live. NBA Live 2018. Look, this guy chuckling. And so this is exciting. First off, you know, shout out, give it up, make sure you've been to a WNBA game here. Let me hear you. Not enough. Does anybody know what team?
Have you ever been to
two? I've been to two Atlanta Dream games
since you lived in Atlanta.
Yeah,
we went. Which we is went how together.
Long? I've been here since 2010.
Okay.
Wait, you said it like you're a season member.
No, I'm just saying, like, you're bragging. Wait, like you're a
how many
supporter.
Hawks games have you been
about
to?
Me? One.
That's what I'm saying, see?
How many games have you been to WNBA, Dan Duncan?
I don't waste my money.
Oh shoot. Goodness.
So disrespectful.
Accurate boo. He's
That's
back in.
That's an accurate boo. Way to go on that boo.
Is this exciting? This is exciting. This is obviously exciting.
I'm excited about this.
One, because the WNBA never gets enough hype, never gets enough attention for their athletes. That's what I'm talking
Very
about.
Very true.
Two, you know what I'm saying, not just for boys and girls, but in general, just to have that dream of one day having your face on a video game. Like, growing up playing football, I was like, yo, I want to have my face on Madden.
Yeah.
I'm here, so that didn't happen. But... like, that, I mean, that's just a very exciting thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, does everybody agree with that piece, right? The
no,
WNBA on NBA Live is an exciting thing.
I think it's,
thing.
It's no. very exciting for me because I didn't know they still made NBA Live. I thought everybody was doing 2K. So this is a good move by NBA Live to be like, hey, look what else we got. But I don't play video games like that, but I might be more interested to buy NBA Live now.
Sure.
I would play with the WNBA players. I'm not gonna be that dude. I will be very honest with you.
Uh-huh.
I'm not looking forward to a fast break layup. I'm not looking forward to that, but I'll still play the game. That don't mean, like, you know, it'll be a very...
They
very
dunk game. In the WNBA, man.
Who?
Three people.
Name the three
All
people
three
that
people.
Dunk.
Brittany
Griner.
Brittany,
Candace Parker,
Candace?
Lisa Leslie.
Lisa Leslie not in the game no more.
Yeah, so we're down to two.
We don't have time for this. We're not going to do this. We're not going to do this to the game.
You
we're
just,
not going to do this to the
you
game.
You put a number three out there.
That's it. You like, said, like, nobody. You can't speak in absolutes.
But seriously, do you play, like, with the third string on your NBA or NFL teams when you play Madden?
Ooh. When I play, do I play with third? Wait, hold on. Are you calling the WNBA third string?
Sure. It's slower. They
it's
don't
a
play
bet.
It. Oh,
I just
stop.
Want to say,
I don't judge me.
I feel like I know who
don't
that voice
Don't you judge
was.
Me. Everyone's thinking it, and no one's saying it.
Yeah. I'm not thinking that at all.
It's a different brand of basketball Fact. That I enjoy. If you've ever seen a Dream Game or any WNBA, it's very exciting to watch. It's a different brand of basketball. It's like, I appreciate it. I like it.
You sound like those NBA commercials that they're like, I look up to these people.
All right, hold on. Let me give a full reason why I say this.
Go ahead.
I feel like I've told a story in the podcast, but I'll share it again. I was in 10th grade.
10th grade.
It was a pickup game at a gym.
At a gym.
And this woman walked in, and everybody was like.
And you had been playing basketball.
I had been playing basketball. Like, I played on the team. I was a decent basketball player, right? This woman walked into the gym, mm-hmm. and everybody was like, oh, she came back from Europe. She's in the WNBA. But she wasn't anybody I'd ever heard of, right? So I'm like, I'm going to give it to this grown woman basketball player.
As you should. Because
she's a woman. This is what I said in my head. And then she went out there and beat everybody every time on every move. And I was like, you know what? New respect for this game. That was the best I've ever been able to play basketball.
Sure, that was your prime.
And that was my prime basketball. There was like a 3-month window. I was like, I felt like I could do anything.
Yeah.
Except dunk. But... no, but like that's when I was like, yo, she's not even like the best WNBA player,
yeah.
but like I respect the professionalism of the like that is sure. real basketball right there.
Sure.
So now when I go watch a game, I'm like, that girl beat me and she wasn't even good. Now these grown, I know, like for anybody that's like, I could beat a woman, you can't. You cannot
Let me know
do it.
Right now.
You cannot do it unless you are maybe in the NBA. As just a regular dude walking around with gym shorts under the jeans
not
all the time,
happen.
You're not
nah,
beating.
Gonna have, bro.
You're not beating a
nah,
WNBA player.
Happen.
It's not
that's,
happening.
That's not the question, though. The question is not could you beat a WNBA player one
no,
on one.
It's not. No.
The entire league could beat me. Sure, that's fine. Whatever. Yeah. They're professionals. They should.
Right. Ooh. So then you should end your sentence and not say anything
Stop
else.
Talking. I'm not.
There's
I'm
nothing
not
else you can say after that to be like, I'm gonna keep talking.
Yeah. I'm not playing a video game of that. Like, I don't understand.
Would you play a video game if you was in it?
Like as now,
no,
me as
would
now.
Would you play an NBA?
You,
yeah,
me,
you,
6 foot.
Yeah, right now,
whatever this is,
whatever that
I
is,
no,
undecided.
I am.
You can't make
benched.
No threes.
No,
you can't hit no free throws.
I wouldn't want me in the game at all.
Okay.
But you put yourself in the game all the time.
Yeah, I do. But
you
it's
create
not,
yourself.
It's me. But
you
it's
make
not
yourself.
Me.
I imagine you probably make yourself about 6'6".
6'6".
210.
They're gonna say body type. You say athletic
body type. You probably get yourself a headband.
That's
you
it.
Yourself a headband.
First flag in his bad boy.
Yeah, first right. flag.
I don't go headband.
Uh-huh.
I go arm sleeve.
Arm sleeve.
And you want to talk about the WB? You wear arm sleeve.
I usually go 6'8". I use 6'8" power forward.
Wait, this dude just dreaming.
I do. It's a lot of post moves, a lot of pump fakes.
How do you?
I play.
Poor Keith Van Horn, yo.
How do you create yourself and not be exciting?
No, no, like, I'm
like, he's like, what skills do I want? I want post moves and pump fakes as a video game.
I want to be Bill Russell.
Yeah.
That's it. You are a white Bill Russell when you make yourself.
You don't know how to make yourself.
With the arm band, what are you doing? And you want to hate on the WNBA? Get out of here.
I just sit in the corner. I'm not playing a video game.
Do you put yourself in the corner on the video? Like, are you the, there's a stereotypic about white dudes that sit in the corner and hit threes. Are you the white dude in the corner on the video game?
No, right. not in the video
He's
game.
In the post.
He's in the post.
Yeah, I'm posting up.
You have the boringest video game moves.
Power step, hit the square.
What color are your socks in this game, bro?
Team colors. You look good. Wait. You play good. I'm not. We don't need to talk about.
No, we're talking about you now.
We don't need to talk about all the accessories that I have. You have your home and away socks. You have your home and away sleeve. We do all that.
Y'all familiar like when you play the video game and then you create yourself however you want, like your wildest imaginations. You create yourself and you create yourself as the most fundamental basketball player ever. Dream big, bro. Dream big. When I create myself, I'm 7'7". Yeah. I can dunk from the three-point line, and my jumper is wet from deep.
Look
and
at that, bro. Huh? That man know how to do it. When I create myself, I'm just a white CEO.
That's it. That's
I ain't even in the game, bro.
You own the team.
I write checks.
Doing the hot dog sales to see how much hot dogs should be sold for. That's $40. Smart.
I want you guys just to answer this.
Sure.
Okay, let's begin. Can we promise to be honest?
Yeah, let's go.
You put in NBA Live 18.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
You're literally going, hey, let's play as WNBA teams this time.
Fact. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I
really am.
That's just a lie. Nobody even plays as the Raptors. You're going to play as a women's team?
Who am I supposed to play with?
If somebody was like, hey, we're doing Pacers.
Who are you
Kings.
Playing with?
Who you play with? The Hawks?
Sometimes.
Ain't it? And that's fun?
It depends. Listen, there's different strategies. I played to win. I'm not great at the game. You can ask my little brothers that. I'm not great at it. We don't have to talk about that.
Yeah.
What's the next topic?
We don't learn nothing else. You just got to dream bigger, man. Stop creating yourself as the lamest dude on the team. You probably don't give yourself a chain or nothing.
You don't even start in the game, bro.
You even Listen, start on the
come
game
off the bench.
I'm a champion.
He's like, no, the team. He creates himself and it's like, no, the team needs me off the bench. This would be good for us. This is how we'll build a championship.
How is not the ideal player? Like somebody willing to sacrifice for the good of the team? You know what I have? I have rings. Okay? That's what I have.
You simulate all your games. Don't pull that. All right, let's keep going. We don't got time for you.
Next topic.
Nate Sasha Fujicic over here.
He has rings.
Is this a fact?
This is a good one.
Next topic. We're going to go back to talk about the Rockets. James Harden recently had his jersey retired in a beautiful ceremony. The catch is that ceremony was at a strip club.
Woo!
James Harden spent so much money at a Houston area strip club, they literally got a jersey and is now hanging it from the rafters, retiring a jersey.
This is real.
You go to this strip club. What do you think the name of the strip club
Why
is?
Why you going to go to me first here? What you I can't see if my wife is present in it. What are you talking? No, I'm joking.
Is this too comfortable with one strip club? I mean, I applaud him, like, small business. Like, he's committed.
He's a supporter of an entrepreneur.
Right, community.
Yeah, he's an entrepreneur. No, like, that's very nice. It's not like 15 different strip clubs. You know, he went to one.
Yeah, he's loyal.
That's your cheers, I guess. Like, that's, like, James, sometimes you want to go.
I don't think that's the music they play. What do you think, Dave?
What? Should it retire?
How you feel about that wrapped up there?
I mean, listen. I don't want my Raptors. I want like a ownership claim. Like Beyonce bought the Rockets. I feel like he should be like, hey, can I get a percentage? I'm here all the time. Can I get a percentage of this club? Like y'all know me. I think that's kind of cool. Like I feel like Atlanta should do something like that. We probably would keep some of our players if we supported them the way
they're not supporting these stripper players, sir. They're not supporting them.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah, I feel like Atlanta sports teams. Like you don't hear stories about Atlanta players being in a strip club like that. I feel like we might get some more team camaraderie if more people just supported our local entrepreneurs.
Never been a headline anybody's wanted. Nobody's been like, oh, man, no Hawks players in strip clubs this week? Ugh.
I'm intrigued on how much. That was the only question I wanted to know.
Oh,
I
how find much?
In a article. Lot.
So I'm intrigued on what do we think is the amount to potentially get your jersey retired. Is it a real jersey?
I
or
feel
is it
like
a jersey just say Harden?
It's got to be a jersey. I feel very confident.
How much?
He's probably blown like a rookie contract at that strip club.
You're talking about like $200,000?
I'm talking about a couple million.
It's a signing bonus.
Like over a while? I feel like over the time he's been there.
Do people waste their money like that?
Have you never been to a
strip? Oh, wait, hold on. He's got that money. He's just signing with a contract for $250,000.
Yeah, like $200 million, and that's not even his shoe deal. Has anybody, all right, clap it up if you've ever been to a strip club.
Why'd you make them clap on that question? Don't clap.
Yeah, don't.
Brave young women out here represent for diversity.
That was a trap, guys. That was a trap.
No, it wasn't. I was being for real.
She gets a t-shirt.
Am I the only one up here that's been to a strip club?
Yes.
Before?
Where's my family?
Sorry, bro.
Yes.
I forgot. Can't help you. Married parents are here.
I had to research what they even are.
No, I've been in my younger days, I would go, I'm just saying, dudes will spend too much money. Like, I had a friend in college that went to Magic City when Floyd Mayweather was there.
Hold on, come on. You got a friend in college.
Yeah.
So he's poor.
But the story ends, he was not poor. Because Floyd
How does
Mayweather,
this story end?
Because Floyd Mayweather apparently threw $1 million in the air.
Okay.
And then...
Oh, and
yeah, and I heard the story. What he told me was he paid 2 months rent from Floyd Mayweather.
Just picking it up.
I mean, $1 million. Who gonna keep track of the whole all the million? So he grabbed a couple. You know,
do you not yield to the strippers in that scenario?
I don't know
the manners of a strip club.
No, he was definitely wrong. I don't think you're supposed to do that.
No, he was not. If it's raining money, you get the money.
No, you don't take that money.
Bro, I once stepped on a $10 bill that somebody else dropped in the mall. What are you talking about? $1 million?
I feel like under normal circumstances, like if somebody throws like 10,000, that's the girls. $1 million? You only get that chance once. Mm-hmm. $1 million? Yeah, you put your feet down and you slide them back. Apparently, my man's came out with like $1,200.
Here's the question.
This is the question.
Is it okay that he has such a big beard going into a strip club that often?
That's a lot of beard to clean glitter out.
It's gross.
I don't appreciate you asking that question live. I don't appreciate you. Why would he do that?
Would you want to cut off his beard to go in there?
Yes.
Nah.
You don't wear those clothes again, let alone keep that beard.
That's why they like him, though. That's probably why they like him. They like, oh,
he's confident.
Here. Yeah, he's very confident.
You leave with just a glitter beard, and you're just like, whatever, put my jersey up. Like, that's...
Yeah.
If your name is somewhere in the strip club, like, I think your beard is the least of your worries, the way you're perceived.
What is he washing his beard with? What are you putting in?
Everything. How is he not selling beard? Like, I don't have a beard, so I don't know. What's this? Do they have, like, beard cleaners? Bearded people, do they not have that? Is there any bearded
like a
people
tonic? Any good beards in here?
Shampoo, right?
Why? Well, you just use regular shampoo for a beard?
Nah, you need a
plus.
Beard creams.
Like a snake
oil? Why we feel like we're seven up here with no measure?
I do feel young.
Do you shave often?
Yeah.
I don't know. How long you been growing this right here?
2 weeks. My razor broke 2 weeks ago, and I was like, we'll just ride this out. See what,
Dave, where you at? What you got today?
Whole life. This is my life's work on my face right here. Bruh. I can't grow a beard for nothing.
What you got over here, Dan? You been growing that beard for how long?
You mean it got cut like... 4 days ago.
4 days ago?
Yeah.
Look at this guy.
What about you?
If you go clean shave, though, how long does it take for you to have that?
That hasn't happened in a long time.
A long time.
Because I look like a 7-year-old.
Yeah, I've never.
Welcome to my world.
I've never cut it. Oh, I cut this off a couple years ago in China for work. That work there was like, yo,
you went just mustache?
No, I had to go nothing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like, you want to look like an infant? Say,
can't be walking around here just mustache. I will call police on you. You walk around here just with a bottom. Just with a bottom. I'm like, he looks suspicious. Somebody investigate this man.
Oh, my God. Let's keep it going. We're staying in the NBA. Let's talk about everybody's favorite person, LeVar Ball.
LeVar Ball fans in
LeVar Ball fans in here?
Nobody. All right. If you don't know, maybe y'all don't. Clap it up if you know who LeVar Ball is. All right. Again, this half of the room. I don't know what you guys are doing, but we got to talk.
Well, she goes to strip clubs, so we know where she's...
Living your best life, boo. That's living your best life.
But so Big Baller Brand BBB, which doesn't come off your tongue smooth. They've been trying their conversations trying to get the shoe deal with Lonzo Ball, who plays for the rookie for the Los Angeles Lakers. That was like, no, we're not gonna give it to you with Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, all the big dogs. So they went over to China. Shout out to China. Nobody likes communism in here. That's fine.
good.
And they got rejected by Anta. Which is one of the main companies in China. They got rejected by Anta. Now, I've been in China, and I've seen some antas, and they are not good. They're not good at all.
Give me an idea like how bad antas are.
You remember the Dada Supremes?
I remember.
Yeah, worse than those.
Wait, did they have those ones that had the spinners on them?
No, I don't know what those were. Dada's, I don't know what
y'all remember the Dadas? Y'all remember Dada's that had the spinning?
Yeah, they were like, they looked like, remember the N1s with no ankle support? You know what I'm saying?
All of them?
So they were terrible shoes, and they got rejected by them. I think it's safe to say that I feel like they need to kind of pause on these shoes trying to go to other corporations and just do it their own. They've got about 700 sold, the ZO2s or whatever.
Okay.
$495. Anybody trying to get?
Anybody buying a $495
shoe?
$95 basketball.
That's out of the rule. That's it. You buying, sir, the Laker fan, you buying $500 shoes? Not at all. You buying $500?
If I got that money, absolutely.
If you went to the strip club and got $1 million, you buy.
Absolutely.
Anta, bro, if you get rejected by Anta, you got to shut it down. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know why you going to Anta.
They're going to Anta because they're trying to get
this.
Yeah, that's pretty much where they are.
They went to a 90s computer company.
Is that what that is?
They were like, yo, let's make Gateway hot again. You know what I'm saying? That's like if you ever met somebody who still got a net zero email address. It's like, kill yourself. Like, that's not. That's what I'm saying. Like, this Anta, bro, like, you're done. If you were a high school senior, if you were a female high school senior trying to go to prom and the fat chubby geek says no to you, you got to go home. You can't. Don't come with your mom. Don't come in jeans. Don't be like, I'm about myself. No, you stay at home. Right? Anta, bro? Anta?
I don't know how big Anta is.
It's not big.
It doesn't sell over there in China?
No. Chris, Klay Thompson have Antas.
Klay Thompson?
Have you seen somebody with Antas on any streets? Anybody seen been at Atlantic Station saw some Antas?
Are they wearing them in China, though?
Who? What? Yeah, they wear them in China.
Well, there's a billion people over there. I don't need Americans.
No. Those people there are wearing Kobe's and LeBron's and KD's, bro. Ain't nobody wearing Antas.
I don't need the whole billion. Just give me half a billion. Like a quarter of a billion people to buy my shoes. I don't need your American money. I'm going to be living in China. I feel them. I'd get some Klay Thompsons if I was over there. I'd ball out. I'm Klay Thompson.
Why not here, though?
Huh?
Why not here? That's where I play.
If I'm the dude, I want the money. You know what I mean? So
sure.
I don't need. It's a big.
So you're not worrying about the market being big over here.
No,
okay.
We don't have a billion people.
Okay.
I don't need your success.
We don't have a billion people.
We need your money.
We got a billion people in.
They're not a billion. You think there's a billion people in America?
Yeah.
Don't do this.
A billion people in America.
We all know that's not true, right?
That's
everybody
not
out here.
That's not a billion people. I take my statement back.
No.
Wait a second.
Because, look, there are times where
No, that's not a billion people.
He's super right.
Yeah, yeah.
323 million.
Oh, wait a second.
No. I had to make sure because there are times in this podcast where I'll say some stuff.
He will.
And then people, like, I believe in mermaids. I stand by that. So there are times. Have you been at the bottom of the ocean?
There should have been more laughter, people. So. He believes in mermaids. Hello.
Because there are people out here who believe, and I appreciate you.
Where are you at? And exactly. All right. To the left, brother, beat it.
It's a callback.
I got you, big dog.
You was better than that.
It's teamwork.
I was. I feel bad now.
You did should. What you feel?
How you feel?
I'm glad.
You're glad?
I shouldn't be. It's a character flaw that I'm glad that Big Baller Brand is not working.
You hate
LeVar Ball. It's ridiculous. Yeah, I don't hate him. I don't know him, so I can't hate him.
If you don't,
I dislike everything that he does in public. Does that count as hate?
That's a little hatred.
It's not hatred.
That's a little bit. You're not fond of him.
No, it's ridiculous. He's trolled people into making his company.
Mm. What's
like
wrong
that's
with that?
Essentially it's not. I'm pretty sure it's not a real company. I'm pretty sure when you buy Big Brawler shoes, it just is a sticky note with a smiley face. Like that's all that shows up to your door, or just him being like, I'm hilarious. I'm a clown, and then like that's it. It's ridiculous. It's a fake company. It's a shell corporation. That's what it is.
Am I the only pro LeVar Ball person up here?
Up here, yeah.
Because that's the thing. All right, I understand that. Like, yeah, that's great. Like, he does stuff for his kids. Awesome. You're a good dad. How do you defend him? Like, oh, it's an AAU game. We're not getting the calls, and walks an entire team off the court. How do you not see that and go, you know what? That's selfish. That's a character flaw. That's ridiculous. Not only did you ruin the reputation of your son in AAU, you took the entire team. That's 12 other kids that were looking to you to learn, and you taught them that if you don't get the calls, whine, complain, be a fool, get off the court, and then just relish in popularity.
Listen, LeVar Ball, the coach,
not a
fan of. LeVar Ball, the dude that tries to get people to buy shoes.
It's the same person.
Different people, man.
No. I can't. I got to disagree with you there. R. Kelly has taught us something there, one and the same. Listen, people, if you got a playlist on Spotify, you got an album still on top of your visor, right there with R. Kelly, throw that away. We have to stand together as a community. You can't have disconnect here, okay? We let Mike have too much love after the second kid. You gotta shut down the whole person. You can't say he's got great shoes. We heard it. You gotta shut down. You gotta shut down the whole person. You gotta shut down LeVar off the court. You gotta shut him down on the court. That's all we're saying.
I'm a LeVar ball.
You took R. Kelly out of one of your jokes recently.
I did take him out of one of the jokes because I used it once and it was like, no, sir, don't do that again. And I said, I hear you. That's it. I went to Lil Jon until he does something, we're good.
I just heard the people say, we're done. We're done with it.
They were like, no, sir.
Next topic. All right, so this is the pettiest the NBA has ever been, right? We can all agree with that. So LeBron did that thing, I don't know, where he's like dancing. He like rubbed his head a couple times. I saw the video once, the LeBron challenge. People know what that is?
Y'all know what that is?
Yep. Okay, all right. So that, all the people, this is awesome. All right, so that's happening. Curry and Kyrie Irving are at a wedding. Do we know whose wedding it
Harrison
was?
Harrison Barnes.
Harrison Barnes' wedding. Congrats to Harrison.
He's not here.
Only ring.
He's a big listener.
He doesn't listen.
We don't know. We don't know who's listening. We don't
this
know.
This is a true statement.
True.
They're at that wedding. The song starts playing. And Steph Curry mocks LeBron, puts it online right next to Kyrie.
Does he mock LeBron?
Is that not what the LeBron challenge
is? I don't think
he
was mocking LeBron. I think he was just having a good time. I think he had a lot of ginger ale. And listen, when I get two cups of ginger ale, it's a wrap, bro. You throw a Star Crunch in and I'm gone. You hear me?
What is your life? I'm done.
That's it. It is a diabetic.
Curry doesn't seem like a guy that would order milk.
I'm on that road. It's not gonna be a good road. My sugar's up, but. I don't think he was mocking LeBron. And even if he was mocking LeBron, it's perfectly okay because when the Cavs beat, the Warriors, they mocked the Warriors. First off, no particular order here. If you don't know, when the Cavs won the championship 2 years ago, or last year, whatever you want to say it, they had a ring, a fake ring. If you walk into the locker room,
yeah.
In the Cavs arena, they had him with the infamous block with a ring photoshopped on her that wasn't on there of the championship ring. That's
very
one.
Disrespectful photoshopped
right?
job.
Then they have a Halloween trick-or-treat party, which, you know, is already enough. And you have to walk into the house over fake dead bodies of Steph Curry
graves,
and Klay Thompson,
graves,
right?
Graves,
which is a lot different.
It's a big difference.
You know, and so they've got cookies with 3-1 and all this jazz. You know, the Ultimate Warrior shirt. So I don't think he was mocking LeBron, but if he was, good, okay? That's all I'm saying, good, bro.
So my problem is not with him mocking LeBron.
Do you think he was mocking LeBron?
Probably.
Sure,
right?
Okay.
They clown back and forth, sure.
Sure.
My problem is Kyrie Irving in the video, who's LeBron's teammate.
Current teammate.
Laughing at him mocking LeBron.
Hysterically.
Listen, I'm being real with y'all.
Come on.
If I do something...
Mm-hmm.
And one of y'all does it in mockery, we got words, bro. Like, if I hear, like, y'all, like, doing the joke of mine, but, like, in, like, a it's not funny way, we gonna fight. Straight up. I'm gonna put them hands on one of y'all.
Is that different when you mock Nate on a consistent basis?
When does that ever happen?
No.
I can't recall. Ever having my feelings
we always
hurt
here's the difference. Here's the difference.
Episode.
If we
the
mock
difference.
David, here's the difference. If we mock David,
no difference.
It's out of
don't
spite and jealousy and envy.
Just
if
now.
If we mock
just
Nate,
now.
It's out of love and encouragement for his soul as a
that
person.
That wasn't loving. That was hurtful.
That was loving. These
that
people are here to see you. This
that
is
was
loving.
Live no. bullying.
No.
Don't
live.
Say the B
everybody
word.
Everybody just
say the
saw
please
that.
Don't bring that B word up, sir. Please don't do that
no,
again.
And it's also because I'm not asking for a trade. That's the difference.
Curry
asked for a trade and then
trade.
Laughing at me like we didn't win championships together. That's ridiculous.
He did.
Yeah.
You like this?
No, it's dumb. why would you anger the best player in the league right now? Why would you give him more fuel? I don't understand.
Because you can beat him.
Because he lost. Ooh.
You did beat him.
Twice.
Wait, I forgot. So you picked the Cavs.
I picked the Cavs.
He picked the Cavs in the finals for five. He thinks LeBron's the greatest player of all time.
I think he's going to be.
So he thinks he's going to be better than Jordan.
Clarify.
I just want to put all your dirt out there.
But that's
he thinks
fine.
He's better
that's
than
fine.
Jordan.
Just make it accurate. That's all.
You think what?
I think he will be. I don't think he is right now.
Yeah. See all these wrong things he's saying? So obviously I have to continue to like make fun. Like, no.
He'll win an Oscar for Space Jam 2. Everybody will call it the best sequel.
You
since
say
the
stuff.
Two Towers.
Did you hear what he's saying, guys?
I just want to make no. You say stuff that makes people forget that I believe in mermaids. That's how ridiculous the stuff that you say is.
That boy said an Oscar for Space Jam 2.
If Mike didn't get an Oscar for it, no one will.
I don't think that's, see, that's the wrong mentality. Uh-huh. Like, that's ridiculous. We don't know Space Jam 2. Uh-huh. We don't know the ending of Space Jam 2 yet, so we can't judge the ending of Space Jam 2. We don't know the end of LeBron's career, therefore we can't judge it. That's what's dumb.
Who's your Monstars?
Right now?
Uh-huh. Who's the Monstars for you? Man. Everybody knows Space Jam, right? Make sure you know Space Jam. Make sure. All right. Okay, it's a classic, right? It's a classic.
All right, so going in order.
What you got?
I think you
got
to have Russell Westbrook.
Okay.
I think you have him.
Uh-huh.
I think Kyrie says no, but. Okay. I think you have Steph. What you're going two guards.
You're
going
Westbrook
great,
and Steph?
That's not a great. Well, you're going for names. That's okay. All you want.
No, let's backtrack, because you can't go for names.
You want me
Space
to build
Jam
the best.
Do we remember the names of Space Jam 1?
Yeah, I remember who's on Space Jam 1, right?
Muggsy Bogues. They weren't going for names. They were going for affordability.
No. Muggsy Bogues is hot then, though.
No.
Muggsy Bogues?
No, he was short and known. Those are two different things.
People knew him because he was short.
I think their biggest flaw was having two centers. They got Patrick Ewing and Sean Bradley. That's not enough space on the court.
You saying that's why the Monstars lost?
That was one of the reasons. There's not enough spacing. Is
it Larry Johnson?
Grandmama?
That's a name.
Was he in there? Charles Barkley?
Charles Barkley.
Yeah, that's not an amazing team. I mean, Barkley's
not
in there.
To think about it. No, it's not that great of a team.
It's a beatable team. I think they showed that night. That was one thing. They didn't guard the perimeter well, and that's what hurt him at the end.
They
let a dunk go from half court. What kind of defense is that? That's ridiculous.
I love imagining Nate just like going through the game tape of Space Jam. It's like, here's where they went wrong. Rewind that. This is called his defense.
If they would just let me in off the bench, I can show them what I can do with this
arm sleeve. Court. Just
listen,
mad.
The Toon Squad made adjustments at halftime that the Monstars were not willing to make, and that's what killed them. Toon Squad was a second half team. We all know that. All
right.
Let's keep it moving, boy. This is good. I'm glad people can see you live in person. This is good. People don't be believing us. Let's keep it going. We're going back to 1997 with this headline that Ice Cube suspended Allen Iverson. And I forgot the name. Big Three?
Big Three
League.
Which
so
is
if you don't know.
If you don't know what that is, it's a bunch of people who.
Old people.
Old people. Let me be very clear. A bunch of old NBA players. Fact. That still think they can play and don't think they can get injured.
Fact.
Playing 3-on-3 basketball. Fact. And getting laughed at, but they don't know it. That's basically what it is.
So Allen Iverson was supposed to go to a game in Dallas Sunday and did not show.
Was it in Dallas? No. It wasn't in Dallas.
Was it not in Dallas?
I feel like it was Western Kentucky.
No, I
thought the game was in Dallas.
Was it in Dallas?
I think it was Dallas.
If only we had
but he
way
missed,
to look it up.
That's fine.
He missed it. He missed it.
This is the thing. We just make stuff up. You can look it up later.
True. Don't tell him my secret. So he misses the game. Tuesday, he apologized, but he did not say where he was. And then Ice Cube, the founding owner, suspended him a game, which he doesn't even really play games. Here's why this story shouldn't be told right now. One, neither of them are great at what they're doing right now, okay? Let's just start there, okay? Listen, if you're still buying an Ice Cube album, you get out of here. All right, so those murmurs. Allen Iverson. I saw Allen Iverson at Willis?
Oh, no.
It?
Everybody in Atlanta has an I saw Allen Iverson story, and it's like, always the saddest thing.
Nobody should be talking about Allen Iverson.
Bruh.
I'm at an Ace, bro.
Man, I had
shopping
a friend.
Shopping for nails.
I had a friend was like.
Guys, for nails. I don't shop for nails.
Saddest thing I ever heard was I had a
Amazon Prime nails.
I had a homegirl tell me. She worked at this restaurant Allen Iverson always went into. She was like, he always trying to hit on me, and I keep turning him down. But he be in velour suits, and it's so sad. And I was just like, dang, man, that's my hero. I had a poster of that dude on my wall, and he getting turned down. Like he ain't got a, you know, it was just
velour
sad.
Velour suits?
In velour, like, why, it was, this was not that long ago either. He was still in velour suits.
Goodness.
With the cornrows. And it was like, no, man, you gotta give up one of those two things. You can't leave the house with both. You can either go cornrows or the velour suits. But going out of both, I don't care if you're Allen Iverson, you will get rejected.
Looking like a Jada Kiss.
Like a young Jada Kiss.
With the headband and look.
I bet he was like, this is the only way they'll remember me.
Look like one dude from Jagged Edge music video and his bad boy.
But a party. No, I think it's weird. Ice Cube is suspending people. Somebody brought up a good point. Like, remember back in the day, AI almost got suspended by David Stern.
Yeah.
Because he was like, hey, yo, rap lyrics is too much.
Too rough.
And then years later, Ice Cube, who wrote all the words of rap lyrics,
all the words,
is like, hey, man, I need you to show up on time and be prompt. I think that's hilarious. Shame on Ice Cube. You got to know what it is. He don't care about practice or the game. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Since when is the punishment what you wanted? Like, that's what's... It's like, what, you didn't show up for a game? All right, do the exact same thing next week, but with my permission. It's like, I guess it's like the whole, like, if you catch your kid smoking, you make him smoke a pack of cigarettes. I don't... Is that, like, the same mentality?
Is that a thing?
I've seen it on TV.
If you were a parent and you catch your whatever.
No, my parents never did. I've never.
Because you were never caught smoking.
No, I was never smoking. We don't need to put the cart in there. With
Yeah, wait, Nate, your parents are in the audience, but have you ever smoked?
Yes.
Here we go. Let's get to this dirt, goddamn. Let's get to this dirt.
Why y'all doing this to this man? Y'all know we live.
He said, what have you smoked? Come on, follow-up questions. Get to it.
I'm not
going to be... parent? What are we talking about
I like cigars. You guys know that.
Oh, yeah, cigars. Oh, my goodness. This guy.
Sorry.
Somebody hit you with a womp in the back, bro. How old are you?
26.
What's that conversation you had? We talking about, like, my idea of a fun summer
His
day.
His idea of a fun Sunday
fun
night.
Fun summer day.
You asked, like, it's a summer evening.
Summer evening. What do you want to do?
What'd you say? Tell them what you said you want
to
do.
I think it'd be fun to, like, drink beers and smoke cigars.
How old?
I don't know why that's a bad... I'm sorry that I want to, like, be social. And thank you. There's
that dude's
a
60,
applause.
Bro. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I just...
We asked you the most fun thing to do, and you said that. That's what made it
you
bad.
You don't know how to
That's
fun. You don't bad. Know how to create
said,
yourself.
You said the
See,
most
this is
fun.
Why we're here, Nathan Owens.
He was like,
what should have been my answer?
Anything know. Else. Sleep in. Get on a bike. You said, I don't know. Eat a papaya. Anything else. Anything else besides sit in the heat and smoke a cigar.
It was I'd wait till the evening. I'm not out there at noon. Like a weirdo. Where's the horn? Where's the horn? Why is the horn not
There's
here?
No horn.
Take all that
horn
in.
Horn can't
bro.
Save you, bro. Horn can't save you.
Let's keep it moving, man. That's hilarious. We're going to get to more of those stories later on. Next, we got a top 10. Make some noise about the top 10. Anybody here know
top
about the top
10?
One of our favorite segments here. We got a top 10. David Perdue back with it. It's been a few weeks since
it's
we had
a
top
10. It's been a while since we had a top 10.
We got a high one. What we got this week, David?
All right, I'm doing top 10 things you wouldn't want to see live. So,
okay.
We're a live podcast.
Live
it's cool
podcast.
You guys want to see this.
Fact.
So I'm going to give you things you probably don't want to see live.
Uh-huh.
Number one.
Ooh, we got to start with 10.
It's 10 now. I don't count them.
He does. He never puts them in order. And we keep
order.
Letting it slide.
Just
give him 10 through 1,
I
David. You
can build a suspense.
Come on, man. I'm don't give him one.
All right, fine. The first one.
All right.
Number 10. I don't want to see the Mayweather and McGregor fight live.
No.
I don't want to see that live, mainly because I feel like I'm at a level where I would have to pay for it. And I heard the tickets is like, the cheapest ticket is like, I don't know, like a couple $1,000. So that's not worth it.
No, sir.
Number two, NASCAR by myself. Not gonna go see. I heard it was fun, and I would love to go, but I'm definitely bringing a crew of people who live south of 20 and west. Just being honest, I would not want to see the Oprah show when she's not giving out cars. I don't want to go.
Yeah, that's not
Other
a good show.
That, waste of time. I don't need that. I don't need to be crying and stuff. I don't need my emotions out there. I don't want to see kids sports without a kid to root for. I almost did, like, when I was in Detroit, I told you I wanted to go see my cousin play soccer.
Yeah.
I wanted to see my young cub play soccer. And there was a moment, though, when I went on the field, I had to yell at his mom, I need you to come get with me. Like, I need you near me because without you here, I look weird. Like, other people are
That's
looking
true.
At me,
That's
so I needed my cousin to, like,
That's
be on my
fact.
Side. You don't go to see kids that you don't have a kid to root for.
That's not good.
Let's see. I don't want to see, like I think I want to see live, I don't want to see how food is made. I don't need to know. Keep it mysterious. I don't care. As long as it tastes good. Third, another thing is I don't want to see Mariah Carey sing anymore. I think we're done. Like live?
I think we're good.
Give it up. Give it up. Give it up. Another thing I don't want to see live is anything Nick Cannon does. I don't know why people are still paying to see him do anything. Stand up, host, tell joke, anything. Is anybody here a Nick Cannon fan? Exactly. How does he keep getting jobs? I've said it before. He's Black Ryan Seacrest.
He is Black Ryan.
He's Black Ryan Seacrest.
Just keep some way making
but
money.
But with like more ambition, with way less skill, and I feel like you gotta shut that down, bro. You gotta shut that down. The next thing, real quick, naked grandma. Don't nobody want to see that.
No, I feel like you got a story we won't hear about with that.
No, that's just some Family Feud.
Okay.
That's why I did that. Ain't nobody watch internet? Okay, that's fine. I don't want to see a live birth. I think that's ridiculous, and shame on you if you do. That's ridiculous. I don't care if it is your child.
What if your wife is in the room?
Bye.
What is this, the 30s? What are we talking about? You out there smoking a cigar?
This is what I don't want to see.
Let me know when it's done. Tets, what are you talking about?
Yeah, let me know when it's done.
It's not a turkey.
Do you just sit at the oven and watch?
Yes, I'm there ready.
When the muffins are baking?
Right there.
It's slippery.
Who watches muffins being baked? No one. I'm not going to sit up there and just be like, I can't wait.
You don't just watch the microwave like 3, 2, 1?
I like to come back, microwave already done. I like to live, that's how I live my life. Another thing I don't want to see live is a death. I don't want to see a live death. This is real. So there's a dude who comes to a lot of comedy shows in Atlanta. Dude, uh-huh. Shout out to my dude, Joe Flo. He works for Channel 2 News. So he'll come to shows, and he'll be like, I got to leave, man. And somebody just got murdered. You want to come? And I'm like, no. But he'd be so nonchalant about it. Like, this is just what I do. He's like, yeah, you should come hang out with me. I see murders all the time. And I was like, you're crazy. No one who just wants to, apparently, I guess he's lived the life where murders are cool. I don't want to see that. That's not where I live my life. Was that it? Was that 10?
Were you not keeping count?
No, I never keep count. Listen, I'm very unprofessional.
Did you put more than 10 on your top 10
Maybe.
List?
Maybe. Don't I always?
We don't know. We don't ever see.
Nobody's usually watching us, David.
This is true. But y'all want to be different now?
Yes.
Always unprofessional. They wanted me to be better for y'all. That's not going to happen. I don't want... Also, this. I guess this is the last thing. And again, not climatic, but whatever. I don't want to see a Food Network show live. Because they don't feed everybody. They only feed...
Wait, they don't feed everybody in the crowd?
No, they don't feed everybody in the crowd. You just dare to watch other people cook amazing food that you leave hungry. That's ridiculous. I'm not... I don't know why more people aren't upset with that. Every time it's a live audience and everything, I would go there and throw stuff at people. Like, fix me some. Like, I'd be very upset with that.
Throw them ingredients?
Yeah. That's messed up. But anyway, that's my 10.
Top 10. Anything else you think we should add to it? Anything you, one
anybody,
person there?
Yeah. Anything anybody else want to add that we should not... You don't want to see live?
Something else that you would not want to see live. Anybody got any ideas? Anything else you don't want to see live?
You just yell it out.
What you got? So let me see.
No, it could be anything. I don't know if you noticed. We don't care about sports in this podcast.
I don't think he was listening.
We don't care about sports.
Heard your list.
Huh?
He didn't hear your list, obviously.
Yeah, there was like two things.
He had baby on that list.
Oh, you good? All right, well, we good then.
Anything else?
Anybody? You got
feel
anything?
Good about it?
Birth and
feel
death.
Feel good about
mine.
The list?
Yeah, tornadoes would be on my list. I don't want to see a tornado.
Can I just, hold on, time out. Nope. No, they're not.
Don't trust
I just want to say...
What?
They're not. Dan, I'm proud of you, man.
Thanks, man.
Because that is a very white thing to want to see live. And you were just like, I would like to take this moment to be like, not all white people want to see live tornado.
Not all.
Not all white people. I appreciate you stepping up like
well
that, Dan.
Well done. Way to represent the team. You left him hanging out there, man. Why y'all didn't talk about that in the back?
What am I supposed to do, just list my fears? Spiders, snakes,
push-ups.
Loneliness. I don't know what to put on there that I don't want to see live. 90% of life.
Nate,
that's what happens. That's what had the thanks.
This is backstage, but do you think we could see you do 10 push-ups live?
We don't
real
have
quick?
To bring this kind of, when stuff is backstage, it should stay backstage.
Nope. This is a podcast.
I just said I wasn't confident.
Nate has too many. All right, Nate puts himself in these situations. You have way too many challenges. Like that people need to see live. Like first, like we have to. Nate says that he can hit how many out of 100 free throws?
He said he can hit 90%.
He can hit 90.
He's gonna hit
90 out of 100 free throws.
Out of 100 free throws.
Yes, this is the proper reaction.
This guy needs to get on bandwagon here.
Yeah, this
okay?
guy.
And the best part for everyone else, that's his family.
Right. Not to leave. We do a lot of challenges. Not
we
to
do.
Leave Nate under the bus.
We do.
Damon at one point said that.
I did. If anybody knows.
He said he could catch.
I said I could catch a ball.
He could catch a tennis ball. Blindfolded.
In the dark. Without seeing.
Without
I almost
seeing.
Did. I almost did.
Damon
no, you didn't. No.
I almost did it.
Damon
no, almost did it one time.
He was daredevil. He was not daredevil.
Out of 100 times, raise your hand if you think you could catch a ball in the dark one time
no,
out
no,
of
100. No, not in the dark. Blindfolded.
It's the same difference.
No, it's a little
just
bit.
Not being able to see.
All right, sure. Anybody think they can do that?
Any ball, any type
tennis
of ball.
Ball.
That's what I'm talking about.
Tennis ball.
Exactly.
No.
There we go.
No.
You guys need to believe in yourself in here.
No, we saw you do it. It did not work.
10 times.
You weren't even close. It's not even like you juggled one.
Bruh, it was bad. As your friend, I was hurt. I was like, why is he doing this? And then we recorded it, and I was like, people can see this. Don't do that.
I remember.
David says it's because he has no challenges. No, but he also believes in women with fins. So that's also important to keep up as well.
Because I know not to say crazy stuff.
You said mermaids are real.
Have you been to the bottom of the ocean?
You have not.
Neither. That's what I'm saying. So I still believe. I still believe.
But no, the reason why he brought that up was just because the confidence always goes in an inappropriate place. Yeah, making 90 free throws, but then not confident you could do 10 push-ups is absurd. That's all we're saying. That's all we're saying. Again, support, love, encouragement.
I'm saying him. I've seen myself hit a free throw in the past year.
Can we? Hold on. I would like to do this. Because last time when we brought up the free throws, and what did Nate say? He was like, hold on, I don't know how many I can hit. Let me call my dad.
Yeah,
he said that to know how many your dad hit in order to figure out how many.
All right, we'll throw what's the family record right now?
Dad, I know
you're out of 100.
98.
You're not.
98.
So if that's.
Is that out of 100?
You hit 98 in a row?
109. Woo! That was you, sir. You. Give it up for Nate's dad out here.
Yeah!
Right. That's it.
You thought you was going to beat that?
Here's the problem. Here's the problem. Nate's dad's way more talented than Nate.
Yeah. But free throws were the bread and butter of my entire game. That's all I could do. I get support from the bench and hit free throws when called upon.
Nate, we're going to ascribe to do things better than the best thing I can do has the word free in it.
Fair. Anyway, we're going to get that.
We're going to try.
We're gonna get that on tape, Nate, trying to hit. What did I say you can hit online?
So you said 60.
No. I said 78. I gave you 78%.
You gave him 78?
I gave him 78.
78.
A C.
Nah, I give him 42.
Free throws are hard, man.
I give him 42.
How many? Clap it. Like, if you think you can clap it up, clap it up if you think you can hit more than 50 free throws.
I'll give him 50.
Okay.
All right.
See, no, just out of 100. Just out of 100. Just out of 100.
See?
What? No.
Who is this voice in the back?
We're not there yet.
This isn't a town hall.
That's like it's like when you're in a group text and you don't have one of the numbers.
It's like, what is that?
Maria! Who is that?
Who is this?
Maria!
Maria! Who is this? You can't get out. You can't mute. Leave. Who is this coming? You start a new group text with just the numbers you do
like,
know.
Who is it? I don't know that dude. Oh, man.
Next topic.
Yeah.
So today is Barack Obama's birthday.
Hey.
So happy birthday to Obama.
He's not here.
That's great. And at least on social media, it was kind of unofficially dubbed Obama Day.
It was Obama Day.
Which was great for social media and stuff. Everybody posted Obama stuff and got likes. So successful. What would y'all do if it was your day? Your birthday comes around. You're famous enough to where everybody goes, oh, it's Purdue or Sumner Day or, you know, whatever you decide to name your social media holiday. What would you do? What was your decree for your day?
I feel like I want to hear you go first.
Ooh. And so first, I want to know what you did for Obama Day.
Ooh, what?
First, I want to know if you like him as a person.
I'll tell you what I did. I liked every Obama picture on Twitter and Instagram. I see you, Obama. Like, did that all up through there. Be my part.
Check. What you doing, Nate? What you doing for Nathan Owens Day?
I don't know. Maybe, like, asking people to be nice to me? That would be like, oh, man, this is weird. This is a holiday for me. Is to not get yelled at.
Don't fall for this.
Not to have my own family question me at my own show. Like, I don't know. Maybe that's number two. Now y'all go. Transition.
That's so sad. Oh, y'all already know what I would do, man. I'm going to get a crew together. We going to the bottom of the ocean find these mermaids. I'm serious about this, man. Y'all got to believe.
We're eating cheesecake, duh. What are we doing? Cheesecake for days. You get a cheesecake, you get a cheesecake, you get a cheesecake. And that's it. That's all we're doing. That's it. We're just going to watch that. We're going to watch Doug, and then we're going to watch Scooby-Doo, and then we're going to watch the original Looney Tunes. We're going to sit back and do nothing. That's what we're going to do.
That's your national day you're doing
that? Yeah. All kids will be away.
Where are you sending kids?
I don't know. They will not be around. So we're going to have ginger ale. It's going to be a great time.
I just like the idea of like your kids like sitting on the steps outside, and it's like, what are you guys doing? It's like, oh, it's Damon Day.
You can't go in.
We can't go inside until tomorrow.
That's it.
Dan, what you doing for Dan Duncan Day?
Probably Shark. Shark Week would be my day. So like 24-hour marathon.
Shark Week was big at Dan's house. That was a
love Shark Week.
It was very exciting.
Okay, I've never seen Shark Week.
It's a cultural thing apparently.
No, we don't have to do that. We don't make some noise, black people or minorities else as well. Never gonna leave you out if you watch Shark Week.
Exactly. My point.
I tried to help him out. Who's got those channels though? Who's got that?
It's Discovery Channel. It's not hard to get.
Bruh. Listen here.
What is the fascination with sharks?
If it ain't on that fire stick, forget about it.
What? Somebody, no. Nate, what is the fascination with sharks?
You want to take this one?
I don't know. They're cool.
White rep number two. You want to take this one? Here?
I mean.
What are you talking about?
I've never had to explain why sharks are cool. It's like
we spent over this because you don't hang around enough black people.
I don't know what's not cool about sharks. They jump out of the water. They eat stuff.
They jump out of the water? Yeah. Those were whales. Wait a minute. I've only seen Free Willy. I've never seen Jaws. Does Jaws jump over a bridge and a kid?
No. No, that is Free Willy.
That is Free Willy.
That was Free Willy. And it's a mammal. It was a great Michael Jackson song, too. No. Sharks jump straight. Now, Jaws did. He jumped. Spoiler alert. Jaws jumped.
30 years later.
He jumped on the boat at the very end, but he didn't show a lot of leaping ability.
Oh, we're still waiting on what's exciting about sharks.
Please.
You said jumping.
Because, part of this podcast is, we're diverse.
We're learning.
We're learning. As we learned last week, we are diversity.
Yes.
We're the very diverse. We ask questions like this. We have these moments. I don't know. I've always wondered, white people are really into sharks in World War II. I never understood. There's always a new shark movie, and there's always a new World War II movie.
That's true.
I'm like, Hitler been dead. There's other people that you could kill and make a movie about. I never understood that.
I really like both of those.
I know you do.
We know this.
But
you
I'm
have
not gonna
a Jeep.
Leave. I'm not gonna. But damn, I'm not gonna leave. I watch all the World War II movies too, so I'm not gonna leave under the bus.
See?
I'm diverse.
He's crazy.
What it is. I'm very cultured.
That's it. He also has a very good taste. His mom has taught him well. You had Discovery Channel growing up?
No.
Ooh, goodness. Discovery Channel. What channel is that? You got a dish? You got
I have the Xfinity thing that I say.
You
Discovery
can stop. You
channel
can stop. You can stop.
There.
You can stop. I've got an antenna on my window. It's on my window. We use it. for to watch Sunday games or whatever.
Okay.
And it goes back under the box. That's how we use that.
Wait. You bring it out on Sundays.
We bring it out on Sunday. Can't let somebody walk in my house on a Thursday with an antenna in my window. I got dial-up, man. Come on. Better than that. I think I just got an antenna in my window. It's in the front window. It lets you know how much I make very loudly when you walk in. All right, let's keep it moving, man.
Steve Bartman.
That's it. That's how we do transitions. If you were listening to that at the house, that would have been edited much smoother. But they got the real deal right there.
I don't know. I got confused.
It's okay. He does evens.
I mean, anyway.
It's okay. You got it. We're professional.
Steve Bartman. As you guys know, does anybody remember who Steve Bartman is?
Okay. All right. This side of the room. If you don't remember who Steve Bartman is, that was the Cubs fan back in, I forgot what year.
2004?
2003, 2004.
Was that the Falcons guy again?
That was the Falcons guy. He's on it. Johnny on the spot. I appreciate you. The Cubs fan who reached over and caught
of the Cubs fan that reaches over.
The dude who got in trouble for reaching over and messing with the foul ball that Moises Alou could have caught that a lot of Cubs fans think cost them the World Series and extended the curse. Now, as of last year, the Cubs won the World Series after 100? I don't know how many. It was a lot of years. Nobody was alive the last time they won. That's all you need to know. Well, nobody alive last time they won. And now, after they banished this dude for years because they thought he extended a curse, apparently he did what?
The Cubs gave him a ring. The Cubs gave him a World Series ring.
Were, First off, I have so many questions about what you just said.
Okay.
First off, 80% of us don't like baseball in here, so let's get to what matters most. Get to that. One, you said some name we don't know.
Moises Lou.
But is he Cuban? Anyway. So Bartman, he's on the sideline. He goes for a foul ball. Yes. The guy could have caught the ball.
No.
He couldn't have caught the ball.
He couldn't have caught it. He reacted like he could have.
He potentially could have caught it.
He admitted later that he couldn't have caught it. Let's not call Moises a liar.
It's easy to say that when you think somebody could kill the other dude.
Hold on. So that's fine. That was one question I had. Then you also used the word, just to catch everybody up to speed if you don't know the podcast, you also used the C word, which we don't use on the show. Which is the curse. We don't use that. We don't believe in curses.
Comment up if you believe in curses.
All right, there we go. That's it.
All right.
You're unmessing our crowd here. Have cable.
I don't know who's out here. I just want to know who's out here.
So you said a curse that lasted 100 years, right? Like this is Hogwarts, all right? And then you went on to say banished. Now, what does banished mean? They banished a man?
Yes. No.
Not officially.
So basically, word on the street was Cubs fan was like, if we see you in these streets, we gonna knock you up. Like
that was the word on the street.
Yeah. Like he couldn't go nowhere. His life was ruined.
He had to move. He changed his name.
Yeah. What?
It's ridiculous. They threw like beer and pizza at him. He had to be escorted out like under Wrigley, like through like the tunnels.
Tunnels.
Mm-hmm. It was crazy. It's why when you guys are like, oh, why don't you like Cubs fans? Because they're idiots and they're white trash baseball fans. Like, that's why. Because of this. Because they ran a man out because he was one of 15 people
that
reached for an uncatchable ball. Mm. And they didn't blame the next play went under the shortstop's legs. Mm. Didn't blame that. Play after that was a wild pitch. Didn't blame that. So they're not great baseball fans. They're just excuse makers. Thank you. That's the family support. A lot of times you guys are like, who likes to listen to you? And I'm like, 56-year-old white men agree with me a lot. Proof. That's why I wore Ray's stuff when we went to the game.
That story is absolutely ridiculous, yo. Story is absolutely... I can't even... They didn't even do enough. That's what I'm saying. How much is that ring worth?
Oh, I don't know.
Like to change your, do you understand the way
the Cubs didn't change your name and move? But the Cubs didn't banish him. Cubs fans did. So the Cubs as an organization said, we know you've been through a lot.
Uh-huh.
You were a fan.
Uh-huh.
Come get this. We want a World Series.
They should have did more than that.
They didn't do more. They weren't the ones that threw the beer at him.
They let it slide.
Yeah, they never said don't.
That's crazy.
Nobody ever came over and was hey guys, maybe we shouldn't.
You've been to Cubs games. Everybody there's drunk. Everybody there's gone.
And that's the only reason why you go to baseball games.
This is also true.
No, it's the drink and eat hot dogs at $12.
Nate, why do you go to baseball games?
To watch baseball. I don't know why that's controversial. What?
Clap it up if you go to baseball games to watch baseball. Now, clap it up if you go to baseball games to just day drink. This is why baseball fails. They don't know who they're marketing to. Nobody cares about who's winning. What are the beer specials? I could save baseball if they let me. I could.
Is that easy?
More beer. Everybody wins.
That's the motto.
Yeah.
That's the motto.
Yeah.
Bigger cups, more beer. But you want them to play a sport.
I would like that, yes. If I go to see a sport, I would like the sport to happen at some point.
Baseball would be better if they like play it on rollerblades. Just to speed it up.
So here's the problem. Here's the problem with Nate really like hating Cubs fans, because if West Virginia was on like a final drive, and someone stepped out as they were running for the winning touchdown and stopped the drive, and they for some reason lost, Nate would be the first to hunt down that person and kill them.
Okay. Hold on, you gonna put a lot on Nate. Like, he out there, he ain't gonna kill nobody.
You gave him a lot of physical strength. All right.
Bringing that down.
He would tweet the mess out of him, bro. You crazy?
Search you out on Facebook.
Your comment section. The tweets that he would write,
oh,
bro.
Oh, my goodness. That dude's wall. Oh, my goodness.
That baby that he nannies would be dead. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be on fire, yo.
I have to respond?
Yeah. Yes, you do.
So, no, that wouldn't happen because it's happened in the past. Pat McAfee missed 3 field goals in the 2007 West Virginia Pitt game that ruined West Virginia's chances at a national championship. I was very angry at the time, but, like, what you do is you bury your anger.
and you hold on to it, and then a tumor kills you at 34. And doctors are like, how did this happen? And it's like...
All right, real question. Because that happened in what year?
2007.
All right, were you on Twitter then?
No, I wasn't on Twitter.
Well, if you were on Twitter,
okay,
do you tweet him?
Is this me?
Because you tweet people now on Twitter.
I let him
when
know
you're upset.
I let him know I'm there.
Like, you tweet people that you're mad at on Twitter now.
Yeah.
As if they're going to respond to you.
That's, I hope they do someday.
I know. So we're supposed to not believe that you would, in 2007, younger, less mature Nate is not going to find this dude?
Mm. I mean, I don't want to speak for 17-year-old Nathan. That doesn't feel like a safe thing to do at all. That's not good. Maybe.
Probably.
Maybe.
Most likely.
I mean, I've followed Pat McAfee on Twitter since I've had Twitter, and I'm yet to... I see him a lot.
Why do you follow him if you hate him so much?
I don't hate
him.
You
just want to be like, are you having fun? Because you shouldn't be. Do you do stuff like that? I remember. Everybody else, don't live your life. Stay back in 2007 when you crushed me. Is that what you do?
It would be very tough to forgive him in person. I'll say
see
that.
See what I'm saying?
That'll be... What's the horn?
We got it. We got you. We're going to take this bad boy home. Last topic.
Last topic.
It for last. Your grandma's favorite topic. Nate hates in the building. We if you don't know, Nate hates is a segment we do every week that basically gets a chance for this young fella to just survive in this world and just allow 4 or 5 minutes to just kind of tell what he hates on.
Yeah, because...
I mean, just a variety of things he's hated on.
The reason
on.
Why we did this is because we came to find out he hates things all the time.
All the time.
And, like, not like it's like a real hate. And
like, really? Like,
you're
sushi,
too young right? to be having this hate.
Breast cancer.
He's hate. No, don't put that on him.
No.
Awareness.
He did hate breast cancer awareness, not actual breast cancer.
Not breast... Man buns.
He did hate man
Puerto
buns.
Puerto Ricans.
No, nope, yeah, that's not... That's another...
That was an unedited. Holler at us if you want that unedited version. Guys, give it up for Nate Hayes one more time. Make some noise.
Nate, close us out. What are you hating on this
what we got?
Week?
All right, so there's this trend in comedy right now, especially in open mics, where white people just, like, hate on white people. So I just want to throw that out there, and it feels very pandering. And I just want to let you guys know that this is not what I'm doing at all, because I'm going to go after a pillar of white culture right now. And it comes from a very sincere place. I had a LaCroix last week. What happened with that drink? So I was house sitting for Dan. It's just me and the wolf dog. Yeah,
wolf dog.
It was great. I make myself a sandwich, and I'm like, you know, I should have something to drink with this. I open the fridge. I was going to get water. I see LaCroix. I was like, I've heard a lot about these. I check it. It's flavored. I'm like, this could be fun. It's going to be a nice, refreshing thing to have with the sandwich. It was terrible. It was the worst thing that I've ever... So what I did... Just, has anybody not had a LaCroix? Okay, so to help Damon, I compared it to a lot of stuff. So we're doing a little something different with Nate Hates. It's vegan Sprite. It's like drinking an online math class. If C-SPAN made a soda, it tastes like standing in line at the DMV. It's the LinkedIn of sodas. Comparing LaCroix to other sodas is like comparing Joel Schumacher to Christopher Nolan.
Right over their heads.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's two people. That was for you, and I'm not mad at you. Keep going.
And that's fine. It's like they harness the taste of a documentary about the number two pencil. It's like they canned the TV Guide channel. It tastes what I assume Canadian citizenship feels like.
No! Wait! We got Canadians in the crowd, man! Wait a minute!
Wait. Came in Canada!
Am I wrong? That's what I would ask Canadian people. Okay.
Right now, I would take Canadian citizenship over U.S. citizenship.
Let's hear them out. If soda is watching sports, LaCroix is watching online chess. It's like a Wii character before you edit anything. Other sodas are Parks and Rec after Mark Brandanowicz leaves. LaCroix is The Office after Michael Scott leaves. It's like they found a way for you to taste Ben Stein's voice. It's like if sodas went straight to VHS. If sodas are hotels, LaCroix is couch surfing in Florida. It tastes like a liquefied Huffington Post article about hybrid cars. If Seventh Heaven was a drink.
Wow. Wait, how much did you watch Seventh Heaven growing up?
It was. It felt like it was always on in my house. Yeah. I was like, this is terrible. Other sodas are Tobey Maguire, LaCroix is Andrew Garfield.
Oh,
it's the GoBots of soda. It's like if you could drink the Super Mario Brothers movie. It's a drinkable Zune.
Not Zune!
Other sodas are Chris Pratt, LaCroix is Hayden Christensen. They literally figured out what it would taste like if Littlefinger won Game of Thrones. That's for five people, and that's fine. Damon gets it. Damon got it. That is deep tracks. It's a drink for people who own a parakeet. It's a drink for people who casually turn a visor backwards. It's a drink for people who like ants more than A Bug's Life.
Uh-oh, ants fans.
Come ants on, fans. That's ridiculous. Y'all, no. It's like what my heart tasted after watching the Hobbit films. Other sodas are Full House, LaCroix is Step by Step. It's what I imagine Mormon Jesus turned the water into at the wedding.
Go home!
Let's go home!
Yo! Just stop there. That's a good
one. He got one more.
I got one more.
He got one more.
It's carbonated Tim Tebow.
Y'all give it up for Nate Hates, y'all. Give it up.
How you feel about his hate this week, David?
Listen, I've never had a LaCroix.
Oh, okay.
I've never had it, so I can't imagine what it tastes like.
I'll speak on this. Most times when Nate has a hate,
this is true.
We just go in on him about hating ridiculous things.
This is a fact.
I just want to say this might be the first time in history that I've been like. And I say that because when the first time I had a LaCroix, and I hang around with white people, and so they would be like, man, you got to try this LaCroix. Of course, everybody's hyping up LaCroix. And I thought all my white friends had betrayed me. I was like, I thought we were friends. This tastes like everything you just named. Yeah. And trap, I never wanted to fight people more than the first time. I was like, just be a soda or not. Don't play around. Like, what are you doing? Disgusting. So I agree with this hate wholeheartedly.
Mm. That was good. That was
Dan,
good,
you man. Purchased the LaCroix.
Oh, yeah. I love LaCroix.
Love LaCroix.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
It's amazing.
So hard.
Is it? What's your favorite flavor?
The like mango something or other. Tropical something.
Something tropical mango.
It's delicious. It's delicious. Lime raspberry is also real good. Here's the thing.
What you
Here's
got?
The thing, Nate.
Yeah, come on.
Is I hear you on a consistent basis wishing that you could lose a little poundage. And
at what cost, Dan?
if you don't want to be single till you're 35, you might drink some of that Ben Stein's brain.
Nah, man, just drink water. Don't do that. It ain't worth it.
I don't have to say.
Wait. But seriously, when's the last time you drank a glass of water?
Today, I drank water. There wasn't. Water, I mean, I drink water. It's not like, I'm never like, oh, give me water over Dr. Pepper. But,
right.
Or like, but no, I drink water.
I love how your life has been lived in a way where that's like, does he drink water?
Is he
drinking water regularly? You have to like defend it. Like, no, I drink water.
I drink water. He did. You were not confident with that statement.
Yeah, you weren't even confident.
We have seen you drink a Mountain Dew for breakfast. So that's not, you know.
To wake up. I don't know.
That's it.
That's not. No, we're not. That's it. That's all.
That's all the topics.
That's everything, guys. Thank you so much for being here.
We appreciate you guys.
Live. This really was incredible. Do you have a winner?
Yeah. All right. Real quick, before we got it, did anybody take any Instagram pictures or anything? All right.
Okay.
Real quick, if you could tell us how many likes you
have.
We're
going off integrity.
No, don't believe it. I was out here full heart believing in people, and they
you
was like, don't.
We have proof.
Oh, we have proof?
We don't have to use the honor system.
I believed in you. Whoever you were, I believed. 11?
12.
Oh, not. I don't know if I believe that now. See, they
I believe him. I'll vouch for that man.
$1, Bob.
18. Oh, okay.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh.
All right, yeah, we're going to have to look. I don't believe none of y'all.
What y'all posted on? Twitter?
Twitter, no one.
Twitter?
Pictures.
No. Instagram.
Instagram.
Oh,
sir.
You told him to go Instagram?
Yeah, that's where
people
post
pictures.
Pictures
on Twitter.
That's not
Somebody
true.
Has 20.
There's a picture right here.
Yeah, but no one uses it.
Right now it's 20. I think 20 is
kind of like your turn signal.
It's 20 to win? 20? Anybody beating 20?
Survey says?
Survey says.
Who is it?
Wait, no, there's a tie. There's 20 likes. Oh, man. This is intense.
Is it a tie?
This is intense. If you
Who you got?
21 likes now.
21. Who is that for?
That's Emily.
Oh.
If you would have said nothing, everything would have been fine.
I don't know what I'm supposed to say. Let's bring up a complete stranger who kind of looks like me. No, that's not a great way to do it. All right.
So, who's second place?
My other sister, Sarah. This is not looking good.
What are y'all doing in that corner? Y'all just, I like mine real quick. No, you like mine real quick. All right, well, give me your phone. Did you sign my shirt? Did you sign my yearbook? Sign my shirt. That's it.
All right, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
That doesn't feel like y'all are getting a shirt.
Well, they've already wearing a shirt. Emily's already wearing a shirt right now.
Okay.
So she can't get two shirts. That's it.
Shocker.
That's not something
you
say.
She won, though. Hey, no, is this not America?
You know how you say goodbye to people like multiple times and then it starts to get awkward?
Is that what's happening?
Is this how the podcast really ends?
We're gonna head on out now.
That's it.
I think we're gonna it's like getting
Thank
late.
You guys so much for coming out.
We appreciate you guys so much.
Live episode.
This has been fantastic. Keep listening.
Follow us on Twitter and all this stuff. Anybody got anything else?
That's it. We got t-shirts for sale. So come by, see us, buy a t-shirt, say
out
hello.
Out there, yes.
Or just say hello. Just say hello. You don't have to buy a t-shirt, but
if you don't know anything about the podcast, ma'am, check us out if you're interested. If we made you giggle once, check us out. We don't just talk sports. Well, that's kind of sports, but you know, we'd giggle a little bit. 4district.com, iTunes, SoundCloud.
SoundCloud for what, another 2 months or whatever?
So it goes SoundCloud is finna go away. but check us out. Thank you guys so much. This has been fantastic.
Thank you.
We appreciate y'all.
One more time for Will Childress.
Give it up for Will Childress one more time, who you saw. Stand up.
Huge thanks to Relapse for letting us do this.
Give it up for Relapse Theater, y'all.
Awesome space. It's so much fun. And we'll be back next week.
Online. Appreciate you guys.
They want to know. They want to know. Who I do it for. Who I do it for. I do it all. I do it all. Do it for the kids. They want to know. They want to know. Who I do it for. Who I do it for. Yeah. I do it all. Yeah. I do it for the kids. Just right here for the kids. Yeah. I know what they want. Yeah. I'ma give them what they need. Yeah, been real from the jump. I don't like fake around me. Throw deuce like Kyrie. One girl, no side piece. I call that fine by me. Living like I'm never gonna die. Hate your man, I know they gon' try. You don't ever pay him no mind. If you did